Hello again. Welcome to AATP Interactive, the podcast of the American Association for Technology and Psychiatry. Today's topic, robotics. If you think that robots are the stuff of science fiction, think again. Right now, all over the world, robots are on the move. They're painting cars at Ford plants, assembling Milano cookies for Pepperidge Farm, walking into live volcanoes, driving trains in Paris, and defusing bombs in Northern Ireland. As they grow tougher, nimbler, and smarter, today's robots are doing more and more things we can't or don't want to do. Robots have been with us for at least 50 years, but the idea of inanimate creations to do our bidding is much, much older. The ancient Greek poet Homer described maidens of gold metallic helpers for the Hephaestus, the Greek god of the forge. The golems of medieval Jewish legend were robot-like servants made of clay, brought to life by spoken charm. Leonardo da Vinci drew plans for a mechanical man in 1495. But real robots wouldn't become possible until the 1950s and 60s, with the invention of transistors and the integrated circuit. Compact, reliable electronics and a growing computer industry added brains to the brawn of already existing machines. In 1959, researchers demonstrated the possibility of robotic manufacturing when they unveiled the computer-controlled milling machine. Its first product, ashtrays. So what is a robot? There is no precise definition, but by general agreement, a robot is a programmable machine that imitates the actions or appearance of an intelligent creature, usually a human. To qualify as a robot, a machine has to be able to do two things. One, get information from its surroundings, and two, do something physical, such as move or manipulate objects. The word robot comes from the Czech word robota, meaning drudgery or slave-like labor. It was first used to describe fabricated workers in a fictional 1920s play by the Czech author Karel Čapek. It was called Rossum's Universal Robots. In the story, a scientist invents robots to help people by performing simple, repetitive tasks. However, once the robots were used to fight wars, they turn on their human owners and take over the world. Public fascination with robots peaked in the early 1980s, spurred in part by movies like Star Wars, which featured robot C-3PO and R2-D2 as helpful sidekicks to their human masters. But interest sagged in the few short years that follow as people discovered that getting robots to do things that we think of as easy, like moving across a cluttered room, is surprisingly difficult. Today, robots are enjoying a resurgence. As computer processors are getting faster and cheaper, robots can afford to get smarter. Meanwhile, researchers are working on ways to help robots move and think more efficiently. Although most robots in use today are designed for a specific task, the goal is to someday make universal robots, robots that are flexible enough to do just about anything a human does, and more. Robots bring along with them many ethical questions. The development of every new technology raises questions that we as individuals and as society need to address. Questions such as, how will robotics change our society? Or if in the future machines have the ability to reason, be self-aware, and have feelings, then what makes a human being, and a robot? Or if you could have a robot that you would ask to do any task you like, a companion to do all the work you prefer not to, would you? And if so, how do you think this might affect you as a person? Automation and the development of new technologies like robots is viewed by most people as inevitable. But an often asked question is, will human workers lose jobs because of the implementation of these new technologies? These and many other questions will be asked as we develop our technology and as robots become smarter and more capable. Thank you for listening to AATP Interactive.